Back a few weeks ago, we visited with Cynthia Corona, brand new here from New Orleans, where she was a merchant in the French Quarter and helped get started what was back then the French Quarter Festival. Well, now introducing the Spirit of Texas Festival. It'll be March the 2nd through the 5th at Wolfpin Creek and College Station, and it is the first annual.
This is the maiden voyage of the Spirit of Texas Festival, but we're so excited. Everyone that we have spoken to has been so welcoming, and everybody has an idea, and they all want to jump on board. And that's how we ended up with so many events here for our first year.
Did she say so many events? Yeah.
World record chili, to the two-step, to the pie contest, to the trading market, to the idea village, to the military muscle showdown, to the Girl Scout birthday party. Each one of these things reaches a different segment of our community.
And there will be a barbecue cook-off. There will be a bike show. The Frito Pie will be available. The Cowboy Church, Future Stars of Texas stage, the Idea Village, the Pinterest Fair, the art contest and show, the trading market. Is that enough for you?
The mom will come to shop at the trading market, and dad can look at the car show, and the kids can go to the Idea Village. So it's all about just being a family-friendly, fun event.
Yeah, we talked about the pie contest. That will be a pie-making contest honoring all mothers and grandmothers. It'll be part of the Spirit of Texas Festival.
And I'm trying to talk with some local people now. I'd like to do a promo of maybe a pie throwing contest the night before.
And we talked about chili. Well, part of the Spirit of Texas Festival, we'll be trying to break the Guinness Book of World Record for the most chili. It's now held by some folks in North Dakota. Well, they'll be attempting to bring the Guinness World Record home by producing more than 5,000 pounds of chili. Here again, Cynthia Corona.
We're having a chili eating contest with the International Federation of Competitive Eaters, who are the guys that eat the hot dogs at Coney Island, the Nathan's hot dogs at Coney Island. Well, they're going to come down, and they're going to bring in 6 or 8 of the top 15 competitive eaters in the world. And we're expecting to be covered by CNN and by ESPN.
And most important, who it benefits? Well, 3 great organizations.
It benefits Ronald McDonald House, and who doesn't love Ronald McDonald House and all of that hard work of Katie Scott and her team, and Canines for Cops, a Houston-based charity that has just moved to College Station. They've moved their entire organization here. In 6 years, I think they've raised a little over $8 million. They've given out 130-something dogs, and they've taken almost $200 million worth of contraband off of the streets. So definitely a big return on investment. And then Mobility Worldwide is a charity that one of their factories, they have 28 factories around the country, and one of them is in Bryan, where they not only give the gift of mobility to people that are without limbs in other countries, in developing countries. And here in Bryan, they give the gift of usefulness by hiring people that might not necessarily have anything to do.
Now, they'll raise their money once you get in, but you get in for free. Yep, admission is free of charge. It starts on Thursday, March the 2nd, and it goes through Sunday, March the 5th. It is the first annual Spirit of Texas Festival, and thank you to Cynthia Corona for getting this going. I'm Tom Turbeville. That's Bravo Brazos Valley. Brought to you by Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, voted the best in the Brazos Valley.